Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I know that we are kind of blank or, kind of focusing, I guess, on sports that maybe aren't spending a ton of time in the limelight. But the Rob Brown Show is in every sports show. We're going to talk about every sports. And golf is a sport. I don't care what you say, Diesel. It's a sport. Now,
it's a leisure activity.
It's a sport
that anyone can pick up and learn and compete at.
Yes, because no one can learn how to shoot a basketball. So it's definitely not a sport.
Yeah,
it's a leisure
but you
activity.
You can just go out and start golf now. If you were you just starting golf now, and get a tour card and make it
no.
on the tour. One thing you couldn't do is start basketball now and end up on an NBA team.
No, I could not earn a card if I played every day.
That's according to your talent, and that's not, that has nothing to do with the story.
You have zero idea how good these guys are.
I don't remember their names, but I've been around some people who started playing and then started getting into some local tournaments and worked their way in.
Sure. To what level? Because I can go play in a U.S. Open qualifier today. If I got the money and I put myself into it, I can go play for a U.S. Open.
It's not my fault you're not talented enough to do that. But there are some people out there who could. And I'm not being disparaging. There are a lot of people who aren't talented enough to do it. But you could go out there. Someone listening right now could go, you know what? I'm going to take up golf. And they could go out and they could be on the tour. They could be that good. They could earn their way onto it. It would take some work to get there, but they could do it. You can't just go, I'm going to play basketball. I'm going to be in the NBA and work your way onto it that way. You can't do that with any major sport, but you can do it with the leisure activity known as golf.
Joey B, who is a dramatically better golfer than I by leaps and bounds, and I were at the Korn Ferry Tournament, the BMW Pro-Am, on Sunday. And I am telling you right now that if I dedicated every hour of every day for the next 5 years of my life to doing nothing but playing golf, I would not be able to compete with the guys who are playing on the third level tour of the PGA Tour. But that's not what I want to drive at here. What I want to drive at
Way
is
to get featured again, Joe. Good job.
I mean, he's telling the truth.
Oh, he's agreeing with you.
And he's right for doing so.
Well, no, you're wrong and Joe's wrong.
Yes.
And anyone who agrees with both of you, mm-hmm. you guys are all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
wrong. It's a leisure activity. Someone can go out, learn how to play, get good at it, and make it to the tour. You can't do that. Can you do that in the NBA, Rob?
Lonzo, you can't do it with golf.
Can you do it in the NBA,
you
Rob?
You can't do it
can
with
you,
golf.
Can you do
no.
it in the NBA, Rob?
No.
Thank you.
But
Thank
that
you.
Doesn't mean you can just
Thank
do
you.
It with golf.
So you agreed I was right.
No.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, on that one point.
Thank you.
But that's not what we're talking about. If the topic of conversation was, can Rob make the NBA? The answer is no, dummy,
but
obviously
Rob
not.
Rob could make a golf tour.
Okay.
Absolutely he could if he were good. If he went out and applied himself and worked really hard on his game, especially since Rob grew up on a golf course. Rob knows how to play golf. He got out there and he really worked at it and decided, I'm doing this. We see, listen, if Diesel continued to play as well as I've heard he was playing, he could be out there Anyone could do that because golf is not a sport. It's a leisure activity. I'm glad that you defend it, though, and I'm glad you want to yell and fight about it, but it doesn't mean you're right.
No, I will say definitively, and I don't use this phrase wrong often, you're dead wrong. Nope. You're just wrong.
I'm not, though.
And anybody has watched a single tour event in person will tell you you are wrong. But that's not what we're getting at here. What we're getting at here is the reason that this week's U.S. Open at Oakmont is an event that, even if you're not a golf guy, I'd encourage you to tune in and watch. And by the way, Steven said, golf is the same as bowling, a leisure activity. Fine. I'm also going to tell you right now, I could go spend the rest of my life bowling. I'm never making the PBA. The dudes that do it are just a different breed of cat. But
it's skill, and you are not patient, and you get angry too fast, and then you throw things.
Yes.
So, I mean...
And that definitely doesn't impact golf.
But I have seen you, when you really want to do something, apply yourself and do it well. So if you wanted to, for golf or for bowling, you could be the man. And you would get sponsors because you already got people behind you. If you get out there and you apply yourself, you could prove me right, but you won't because you don't want me to be right. If you wanted me to be right, you would get out there and you would do it.
If you wanted me to be right, you go make the PGA Tour, yeah. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, mister.
Call me Sad Gilmore. All right. Oakmont is this weekend, the U.S. Open, and I am stupid dummy excited about it. Yeah. And the reason why is because PGA Tour golfers are going to be made to look real dumb this weekend. Oakmont takes a special level of pride in making this place impossible. The first cut rough, that is, if you miss the fairway by a couple of inches, is 5 inches grass standing straight up, to the point that Oakmont actually has an entire routine that they put into play only for this week to make sure that this golf course is nary impossible to score well on. The Golf Channel did an interview with the groundskeeper at Oakmont. And I want you to listen to him. And again, I know that we are literally talking about grass growing.
Please be Bill Murray. Please.
It is not Bill Murray. Here is the clip. Now.
Wait. So you're going to tell me that wasn't two stoners talking?
No.
Because I heard I heard intellectual stoner, which we've all been around, who somehow thinks he's smarter after he's high. And then you just plain out stoner, which was the last guy. That's two stoners talking about grass and how high it is.
It is not. And what it tells me is you've never been around lawn guy. You've never been around the guy who just his lawn is his thing. That it's pride and joy. It is his
all right,
hobby.
First of all, you just forget or you just don't pay attention to me. Me and Michael Stathakis both have talked to you about patterns, about making patterns in your. So I am a lawn guy, okay, and it's also my name. So you're just wrong.
When I say lawn guy, I'm not talking about the guy that figured out if I drive that way and then move over 5 feet and come back this way, I create a pattern. I am talking about the guy that understands the composition and chemical makeup of the soil underneath the grass.
Bruh, it's about the chemical makeup of
that's
the grass.
That's not stoner stuff. That's grass guy stuff. And grass guy ain't no joke. Now,
you realize you're getting angry about grass?
I'm not angry about
it. Okay, all right, because you seem kind of angry.
I have been in this industry 17 going on 18 years, and I will acknowledge that I am undertaking perhaps the most difficult segment of my radio career underway, and that is literally making grass growing an interesting topic. But damn it, I'm good at this, and I'm going to make a run at it.
Okay, I'll back off and let you do your thing. You know, if you applied yourself...
Stop it! No!
In golf.
No! The most difficult challenge of my entire 17 radio year career is going to be making grass growing interesting. Challenge accepted, let's do the damn thing. The reason that this is interesting is because what this is going to do to Scottie Scheffler this weekend, what this is going to do, hell, to every PGA Tour golfer. I've been watching the clips out of Oakmont. These fellas are walking next to the fairway, and they're just dropping. Not, having a drive at 100 miles an hour fly straight down into the grass. They're just dropping the ball into the grass. And it disappears. It's gone. They have to quite literally get down with their hands and move grass around to find the golf ball. And here's the fun thing. Once you get down there and you dig with your hands and you find the golf ball, you can't touch it. You can't move it. You got to hit it from that spot, which means that all of the things that we talk about on other courses, driving accuracy, finding the fairway, being aggressive but not stupid, a lot of other courses, you can be aggressive and you can be stupid and you can end up with a lucky bounce and be forgiven. You cannot at this golf course. If you are stupid, and if you put it into the thick stuff, your life is going to suck for the next 1 to 3 shots that it takes you to get out of this thing. To me, one of my favorite things in sports is watching athletes at the highest level struggle. It's engaging to me. It's entertaining to me.
So you're saying you like to see people fail? Does it make you feel better about you when you see other people fail?
No. I
want to see people succeed and reach their highest level and stay there.
Stop being that guy. What? Stop being that guy.
I absolutely do. I don't root for the downfall of people.
Every year when we get to the Olympics, there is a funny topic of conversation that comes up, which is we should put a regular Joe into these events to show what absolute freaks of nature these people are. The concept is when you watch freaks of nature compete with other freaks of nature, it becomes difficult, if not impossible, to actually understand how gifted and talented these people are at their thing. Because if this guy goes out there and he shoots a 17 under, and then there's another guy who shot 16 under and 15 under and 14 under, they just look like a bunch of guys who are pretty good at golf. They won't tell you that if I go out there, I'm shooting 212. They won't tell you that if you took that guy and you took the best golfer that you know in your life, your club pro or that one buddy who's retired and he plays 2 rounds a day every day forever, the best golfer that you know, and if you put the best golfer you know out there, he's going 29 over on the same course. It gets lost. You can't find that context. The reason that this golf tournament at Oakmont this weekend is going to be so good is because they make this course impossible unless you're perfect. If you do anything less than perfection, you're going to get your ass kicked by this golf course. And it is going to, in my opinion, really separate the Scottie Schefflers, the best of the best, from everybody else who's just really good. And it is going to put into perspective how dramatically better these guys are at this game than anybody you've ever known in your life.
Are those freaks of nature you're talking about, are they genetic freaks?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some of them. Bryson DeChambeau is.
Right, because I've pictured that entire last segment, you as Scott Steiner, and I can't get it out of my head.
I'm working on the dyed goatee. This golf tournament is going to make these people look like mortals. It is going to put into perspective what they really are against the normal average Joe.
All right, I just got to say something. People don't watch to see people look normal. They watch to see them do things that they can't do. Why do I want to watch someone be more like me? I want to watch them do something that I can aspire to. That's the part I don't get.
The reason why is because you can get lost when you are watching 38 people do what you can't do. How impressive them doing what you can't do is. And now when you watch them struggle to do the things that you can't do that they do routinely, when you watch them struggle and have to remind themselves, oh, this game's hard. This is not an easy thing to do. That's why I'm on the PGA Tour and 99.9% of people ever born will never even be in an event. To watch them struggle and have to adapt, and especially in golf, mentally to that, that is beyond entertaining to me. Let's take a break back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. 844-326-3663 is the text line, the Hub City Spartanburger text line. If you'd like to get at us in that direction, you are welcome to do so. You can also use that number to call into the radio broadcast if you wish to do so. 844-326-3663. I have, to the chagrin of many a listener, and I must apologize and make amends, ignored the text line largely so far this morning. So let's do a little cleanup on some of that, some of the things you guys have texted to the radio program so far this morning, dating back to the early portion of the show. Texter said about U.S. soccer, Rob, holy smokes, that game. You are right to raise the alarm. We don't want to be a total embarrassment next year as World Cup host. Buddy, I'm embarrassed now. I mean, it's fair. I'm embarrassed.
It's the only alarm I have. I'm sorry.
It is. But it's not, again, it's not the loss. It was our C and D team taking on their AB team. The loss is fine. It's a complete and total lack of effort or concern. And if that's the best we've got and that's the effort we're going to get out of it, then nobody on the first roster is going to be concerned about their spot on the team. And if you get to a point where you're not concerned about your spot, and I mean this in anything you do, if you're not concerned about your spot, you're not going to put in your best. I have told you before, I am well aware that the gentleman down the hall that makes the decisions about this radio station probably gets 100 demos a day from people who want my spot. And I recognize that the day he calls me in the office and goes, Rob, I feel like you're slacking. Rob, I feel like your show's going downhill. Rob, I feel like you ain't got that fire anymore. I'm gone. Because if he doesn't put the best thing on the air, he's going to lose his spot. So, yeah, if that's the best we got, nobody's worried about the spot. What are we going to, what after that? Texture said, Rob, wait, I thought Greg-a-ga-ga-ga-ga was the problem. No. Greg-a-ga-ga-ga-ga was a problem. But if you've been listening to me, I have also been calling out a cultural problem within the U.S. Soccer Federation for a very long time. We just do not either A, understand, or B, care how the rest of the world does it. And I understand that the American philosophy, hell, I subscribe to it, is bleep the way the rest of the world does it. We're going to do it our way. And I'm good with that. But man, if Ken Griffey Jr. rolls in to tell you how to hit a baseball, probably a good idea to listen to him. If Scottie Scheffler says, here's how you drive, probably a good idea to listen to him. If Tom Brady says, here's how you read a defense, probably a good idea to listen to him. Probably a good idea to listen to people, to steal from them when they are the best at what they do. I'm not saying you have to do it exactly their way, but at least learn the foundation of how they got there. And we just refuse to do it. We treat it as if it is nothing more than a for-profit enterprise. And if you do it that way, you're just never catching Germany, Spain, Italy, Brazil, France, the United Kingdom, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to make those of us who want to catch those teams never, ever, 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 ever be able to live up to that and enjoy that success. Joey B says, U.S. soccer puts the ass in embarrassment. Put that on a t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt. Texas said, Rob, does this new plan provide true NIL? Because if so, I would say 99% of college athletics have athletes have zero name, image, or likeness worthy of any company actually benefiting from them. Yes, you can still sign what are being referred to under the House v. NCAA settlement. You can still sign third-party independent NIL deals. If an athlete can get a deal from Bob's Used Cars, they can sign that deal. That is not counted against a team's revenue-sharing cap. So if Lenora's Sellers gets a $100,000 deal from Bob's Used Cars, and if that deal is approved by the NIL Go platform, effectively the new College Sports Commission's NIL clearinghouse. If that deal is approved, and this is one of the big questions we're going to be talking about coming up here in just a few minutes on the show, they have put into play, is this a justifiable deal and is it fair market compensation? And my question is, who the hell's in charge of making that decision? Who gets to say that? Pete Thamel brought up a very good point on the McAfee show this week when he said, let's say a kid comes from nothing, sleeping on the floor in high school, right? Relies on other people to get him to and from practices. And he goes, and a school says, or a company, a third-party independent company says, we want to offer you $1 billion in NIL. Do you think for a second that kid's not going to lawyer up if the NCAA, if the College Sports Commission says that is not what we consider fair market compensation? Because I subscribe, as we have talked on the show about before, you know what your market price is? Whatever somebody's willing to give you for your good product and or service. That's market. I've used the example before. If I've driven downtown and there's a rusted old bucket of bolts 1972 Corvette Stingray on the side of the road, that's Rob's dream car. That's the one he wants more than anything else. That's the last car I will ever buy. So if I see a rusted old 72 Stingray on the side of the road and it's got a sign on it that says $50,000, most of you are going to drive by and go, that piece of crap's not worth 50 grand. But if I say I will buy it for 50 grand, the market price of that car is 50 grand. So if an athlete comes from nothing, goes to college, and a business, Nike, says, we want to give you a $5 million a year deal as the QB of the Ducks, and the clearinghouse says, hey, we don't think that's fair market. No other quarterback is making anywhere near that amount of money. We reject this NIL deal. You can't take it. That kid's going to lawyer up on the quick, and I don't think there's going to be a shortage of lawyers willing to take that case on and say, whoa, you can't do that, right? That's an antitrust violation. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. But to answer your question, Texter, yes, athletes can still sign third-party independent deals. And this is a conversation ongoing about the revenue splits, for instance, right? Like the backup left tackle probably isn't going to get many NIL offers, but I got big news for you. That's just kind of how the real world works, man, right? Like that's just kind of how the real world works. Rob Brown is in a position as the host of this show that businesses call our salespeople and they say, hey, we would like to give you and Rob money for him to talk about our business on the radio. And then I get to say yes or no. I like this business, I'll do it. Or no, I don't trust this business, I won't do it. There are people here in this building who do a hell of a lot of work to make sure that I can come in here and Lonzo can come in here and we can push a button on a board and say words into a microphone and have people say, we would like to give them money to talk about us, please. And those people are never going to get an endorsement deal. The people who work twice as hard as we do are never going to get a business going, hey, so-and-so, I'd like to give you money to talk about my business. Unfortunately, that's just how the world works. And that's part of the thing that a lot of athletes will have to understand. If a swimmer and diver doesn't get an NIL deal, they don't get to say, hey, this isn't fair. I'm assuming it's up to the businesses if they want to endorse that guy or not. Texter said it was Mookie Betts who won't stay in the Pfister, the haunted hotel in Milwaukee. That is exactly who it was. Thank you, Texter. You are correct. I got to go find that clip. I'll find that clip and see if I can follow it. Texter said, Rob, Lonzo is rage baiting you and you're falling for it. It may be so. But Lonzo's also an influencer, and I can't have him having that influence on the kids. What I cannot have the kids believing is that they can do anything they put their mind to. No, you can't. No, you can't. Some things you just can't do, and that's okay.
Yeah, don't listen to Rob.
That's okay.
Put your mind to something. Put hard work into it. You may fail, but at least you gave it a shot. Don't go.
Oh, that's different.
don't go.
That's different.
Well, Rob says that I can't do it, so I'm just going to go play video games.
No, what I'm saying is, the harsh reality of life is that, no, you can't do everything you put your mind to. And that's okay. We can't live with our head in the clouds like everything's going to be great. If I just try real hard, I'll be a blank. Not necessarily. You've got to have the right build, the right gifts, the right talents, the right blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, some people are blank without trying. I'm just, you know.
Corn Chip texts the show, said I played around this weekend for the first time in 10 years with some buddies from college. Golf is hard. Yeah, no, I agree. It's remarkably hard. And unless you know the game of golf, it looks easy. Hit ball with stick, make ball go hole. I mean, sure, but that's the same philosophy as NASCAR. Go fast, turn left. I mean, yeah, at its core, that's what it is, but if you don't know what a chassis adjustment does, don't talk to me about how NASCAR is easy. Rob, if you just go out there and buy a car.
Chassis adjustment, I'm just saying.
That's what I call my morning routine. It's a chassis adjustment. Don't tell me that if I just go buy a car and start driving and turning left, I'll be on the NASCAR NASCAR circuit one day. No, I won't. That's not easy.
You need to point that out to the people out on I-85 and 385.
That's not unfair. Texter said, Lonzo is so incorrect. There is a huge difference between team sports and individual sports. Totally different. Anyone can make it into an individual sport. Doesn't mean they will have the talent to thrive. Yeah, I agree with that.
I did point out that, you know, talent comes into play, but you can work your way into a lower level of something. Rob could be on whatever the lowest level of golf is right now if he wanted to. He absolutely could.
Rob could not compete with years of practice with kids playing college golf. I've watched them routinely. I'm not even in the stratosphere.
With that attitude, there's a lot of things you're never going to accomplish in life.
Which is the reality of life, man.
The reality of life, kids, is that you suck and you're never going to amount to anything.
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes there's a thing that you love and you just suck at it. And maybe you can get better at it. And I'm not saying that there's not some level of nobility in the struggle to be the best that you can be. But it is important to recognize that you can be the absolute best that you can be. And there's always going to be somebody that's going to kick your ass at that thing. That's just how life works.
And you're always probably going to be better than someone else.
Sure, but there ain't but 100 spots on the PGA Tour, and there's a 500 million golfers.
Is that really all there is?
I don't know. I don't know what the official number is.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. You can't have many more than that in the tournament, or it ends up being
unrunnable. Well, it depends on the tournament.
Unrunnable.
Not everybody plays in every tournament.
Texter said, that's me, Buckeye Mike. Been in the turf business since 1998 down here in the South. Listen, grass guy? Grass guy is no joke. I'm talking grass. I mean grass right. guy
say,
that can look and that
say
can
turf
smell
guy.
Them
he said he's been in a turf business. Turf guy and grass guy are two different people.
I mean, artificial turf guy and grass guy. I'm fine with grass guy and turf guy being the same guy because grass is turf and turf is grass. Artificial turf is not. That's why it's artificial turf.
It's
either
also
way,
stupid.
I want you to know, Buckeye Mike, and all the rest of you out there across America that are grass guys, I respect you infinitely. The level of just sheer scientific knowledge that you have to gain to be able to grow a good lawn is unbelievable. I'm a gardener. All right, I grow peppers every year. I put my pepper bed down about 3 weeks ago. My peppers, they're coming in great, by the way. I got four bell peppers already coming in.
YouTube series coming, Rob the Gardener. You need to check it out. Like, subscribe.
You can call me Gardener Guy. I got my peppers coming in. And I will tell you that I have learned more in the past 2 years, 3 years since I've become Pepper Guy about phosphates and calcium levels and different types of fertilizer and manure content and all. I've learned more about chemical in my soil around my peppers than I learned about chemistry in chemistry class back in the day. And all I've got is like 9 pepper plants growing. Guy who gets that Bermuda grass lawn so perfect that when you walk outside barefoot, you're like, nope, that's it. I just live outside on this grass now. I respect the bleep out of you, grass guy, because that's a level of commitment, drive, and dedication that I have not found about anything else in my life. Texter said, if Scotty Scheffler teaches you to drive, unintended double meaning on the drive there. Scotty wasn't driving, all right? I mean, he was driving, but like not illegally. Leave Scotty alone. Hashtag free Scotty Scheffler.
Well, I guess he's been free. He was driving. He was trying to go around the thing. And then, yeah, this is, I mean.
He was trying to go exactly where he was supposed to go.
But he was driving.
And you got somebody a little overzealous in the moment and then not wanting to admit, oh, I screwed up here. I get it. It happens. We all screw up. You just sent a multi-time PGA Tour champion to jail for no reason. But that's a different thing. Hey, 1 hour left to go. We'll hit it hard when we come back. Here's Lonzo, and I got to tell you, folks, if there was a Professional Sports Flashers Association, I promise Lonzo could make it with hard work and dedication. Listen to this.
Not true, but I do manage manure on a daily. Anyway, the Atlanta Braves dropped a game to Milwaukee 4-1 because I'm regular. It had nothing to do with what you're thinking. Grant Holmes took the loss, allowing 5 hits and 3 runs through 5.1 innings, but striking out 9 in the effort. Atlanta had 8 hits in the game, but only 4 at-bats with runners in scoring position. That's not good. You're not going to win when you do that. NCAA President Charlie Baker told collegiate administrators yesterday that the House versus NCAA settlement helped the organization avoid bankruptcy. Baker said the inability of college sports to change over the years put the entire enterprise at risk, but now they're employees and they're no longer student-athletes, so yay. In their effort to replace the fire Tom Thibodeau, the New York Knicks have reached out to Houston and Minnesota requesting interviews with coaches Ime Udoka and Chris Finch, but both requests were denied, according to ESPN. Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show is next right here on The Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.